Today is Monday, October the 25th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello, this week we continue our study of the doctrine of the church. The term church can be applied both locally and universally. In the New Testament, the word church may be applied to a group of believers at any level, ranging from a very small group meeting in a private home, all the way to the group of all true believers in what is known as the universal church. It doesn't mean that everybody's in it. It means that all true believers comprise the universal church. A gathering of believers small enough to meet in a house is called a church in Romans 16, 3 through 5, where Paul wrote, "Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house." There are other times where a church in an entire city is called a church. Read the first part of 1 Corinthians 1:2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, all who are in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So all the people in Corinth who were followers of Christ were called the church. The collection of believers in a region was referred to as a church in Acts 9:31. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It continued to increase. Finally, the aggregate of believers throughout the entire world is referenced as the church. In Ephesians 5:25, we are told that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. This obviously refers to all true believers of all time. We may conclude that the group of God's people considered at any level from local to universal, therefore, may be rightly called a church. We should not make the mistake of saying that only a church meeting in houses expresses the true nature of the church, or only a church considered at a citywide level can rightly be called a church, or only the church universal can rightly be called by the name church. Rather, the community of God's people, considered at any level, can be rightly called a church. It was common in the New Testament to give us word pictures or metaphors to help us understand the makeup and function of the church. For instance, there are several images related to family. Notice the counsel of Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:1-2. "Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but appeal to him as a father, to the younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters in all purity." So God is our heavenly Father, and we are his sons and daughters. For God says to us, quote, "I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty," in 2 Corinthians 6:18. We are therefore brothers and sisters with each other in God's family, and that's a powerful and helpful image. A somewhat different family metaphor is seen when Paul refers to the church as the, quote, "bride of Christ," end quote. He says that the relationship between a husband and wife refers to Christ and the church. Note what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 11:2. "I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin." So Paul is looking forward to the time of Christ's return as the time when the church will be presented to him as his bride. In other metaphors, Scripture compares the church to branches on a vine in John 15:5, an olive tree in Romans 11:17 and following, a field of crops, 1 Corinthians 3:6-9, a building, 1 Corinthians 3:9, and a harvest, Matthew 13 and John 4. The church is also viewed as a new temple, not built with literal stones, but built with Christian people who are, as Peter put it, living stones, built upon the cornerstone, who is Christ Jesus. See 1 Peter 2:4-8. Yet the church is not only a new temple for worship of God, it is also a new group of priests, a, quote, holy priesthood, end quote, that can offer, quote, spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God, end quote, 1 Peter 2:5. We are also viewed as God's house in Hebrews 3:6, with Jesus Christ himself viewed as the builder of the house, Hebrews 3:3. Finally, the church is also described as the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, Jesus is the Lord of the church. Therefore, as the head of the church, all the decisions of the church are made at his direction.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pushaw. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.